shining a bright light on darkness. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the 18th of January, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. So Novak Djokovic, by all accounts, is healthy enough to play world-class tennis. He's not positive for COVID, but none of that matters, apparently. The Prime Minister of Australia just used a special order to kick him out of that country and then ban him from returning for 3 years because he's refused to subject himself to an inoculation proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. We know the real reason that they're doing this. Of course, they have to pander to their own domestic population. Australia has been over the top tyrannical in fighting COVID-19. They locked people in their homes. They blocked them from crossing state lines. They had police inspect coffee cups to make sure that they actually had coffee in them when they pulled their masks down to drink. They've dragged people from their homes and put them in prison camps, and even now they're building even more camps. And despite all of this, they failed completely. 2 months ago, Australia had 200,000 total COVID cases. Now, in the past month, they've had more than 1.5 million, and they're adding tens of thousands every single day. This is all in a country, by the way, with fewer people than the state of Texas. Just like everywhere else in the world, most people in Australia are going to get COVID, whether they're vaxxed or unvaxxed. And the vast majority of them will survive because that's always been the case, and it never made sense to trample on freedom and imprison people in the name of fighting a virus with a 99.998% rate of survival. But Australia did. And now the government is being pointlessly petty with Novak Djokovic because this is the only way they can justify the crimes that they've already committed against their own people. So anyway, the Australian Open is now actually happening. And go figure, one of the ball girls just collapsed in the middle of the court during an early round match. How about that? Deanna Lorraine knows an awful lot about this, and she's been breaking this information here on the Stu Peters Show. She's going to be hosting, by the way, her own show, Shots Fired, at StuPeters.com. That's coming up very soon. So what do you make of all of this? I mean, what's the grand scheme? What's the end game for Australia, and is this going to be contagious here?
Well, that's the frightening thing, Stu. It's very well, you know, that this wasn't just the Prime Minister of Australia that made this decision to not only ban, kick this world champion, number one tennis player out of the Australian Open they'd prepared for years, but ban him from the country, deported him, and then ban him for another 3 years from re-entering. You know, this wasn't just the Prime Minister of Australia. This was Tedros at the World Health Economic World Health Forum. This was Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. These are these people that have crafted this COVID-19 communist regime and who are pulling all the puppet strings. And absolutely, this will come to America. What happens in Australia, the ultimate prison planet, is going to be coming to America and other parts of the world. What happened is that he was kicked out of the Australian Open and kicked out of the country, not based on any health purpose. It was because of his beliefs, because they were afraid that if he stayed and they allowed him to stay and play, that he would be a rising threat to anti-vaccine sentiment. Okay. And it's amazingly ironic that this is probably the world's healthiest man. He won 20 grand slams, tennis grand slams. I mean, this guy is as healthy as they've got, as they come, as a man and as an athlete, and as successful as an athlete, the world champion. And now he's deemed a public health emergency. That's insane. And when by the way, about 2/3 of Australia are overweight or obese, you know, and then they're calling him the emergency. Now, not only did the Prime Minister make this decision, but also the Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, who said this: "I consider that Mr. Djokovic's ongoing presence in Australia may lead to an increase in anti-vaccination sentiment generated in the Australian community, leading to potential civil unrest." They also called him a potential icon of free choice. And they couldn't possibly have an icon of free choice in Australia, the ultimate prison country, right?
You see the same thing happening here with Aaron Rodgers and how he's been demonized which makes me even more of a Green Bay Packers fan. Because, you know, this guy came right out and said, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. And it's been rumored that he was on ivermectin. I don't know if he said that publicly or not, but he said, look, I pay a lot of money for trainers and for doctors and for people to be around me to keep me healthy. My health is absolutely 100%. Without that, I can't earn a living. I can't play football if I'm not a healthy person. I can't play football if I have myocarditis. I can't play football if I'm collapsing on the field and dealing with, like, you know, life-changing permanent injury as a result of this needle that you want me to take in the name of a virus that virtually everybody survives with their own God-given immunity. There are things that people can do to stay healthy. Nobody should be dying, and nobody is dying of COVID-19. Deanna, what they're dying from is premeditated murder in hospitals. And from this government keeping preventative prophylaxis, for example, ivermectin, away from people, think of how seditious that is. Really, honestly, if you want to talk about sedition, think about that, how evil it is for a government to actually take from the shelves and prohibit and ban pharmacists from actually filling prescriptions for a drug that's been around for decades. It's been FDA approved for a long time, and it was prescribed to somebody by a doctor, and they're denying them the ability to fill that. Just think of how evil and satanic this is. Djokovic and what they're doing to Novak, this isn't about health and safety. It never has been.
It's not about health and safety, but they know that they have to double down, because if they let him play, then they would have to let other people play and let other people in. They would have to admit, too, that the vaccine isn't really that important and doesn't really matter for your health, or the fact that he already had COVID at some point, recovered from it. So he's not a threat anymore. It doesn't even need to get the vaccine. And he originally was exempt. He had a health exemption, and then they revoked that health exemption. That's what's so crazy about it. He had the health exemption, then they revoked the health exemption. This is about doubling and tripling down to their tyranny so that they can survive and they can save face. And again, what they specifically said, that they were worried that he would become an icon of free choice, that God forbid other people would look up to him and say, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't get the vaccine either. Maybe it's worth losing your job. Maybe it's worth, because look, he's going to lose his job anyways if he drops dead on the tennis court.
That's right.
Like so many other have.
Yeah.
Dozens of players. It's become uncountable now. How many players, NFL, NBA, you know, soccer player, hockey players that have just dropped either dead or from a heart attack in the last couple of months after they've taken the vaccine.
Yeah.
So excuse me, forgive him for wanting to survive and have his health and potentially have his career by not taking the vaccine and not having heart problems or myocarditis, not dropping dead.
Or collapsing like this ball girl. I mean, now we're having the egg is on the face of these people. I mean, right out in front of everybody, here's this otherwise healthy athlete, presumably herself, this ball girl who's not in bad shape, right? Collapsing at this vax fest. We know she's double vaxxed and boosted because you have to be in order to be there.
Exactly. I think I think it's ironic. And I think it's great. It's very illustrative of why he doesn't want to take the vaccine, because of this very reason. And maybe others will drop on the ground in this, Australian Open as well. And by the way, now he's probably not going to be able to play the French Open. Now he may lose his career just because he doesn't want to put this toxin in his body. Which, you know what, I hope that he stands strong with this, and God bless him for standing strong and fighting this and not just bending over, cucking and taking the vaccine, because other people need to see this as a model of what happens. He may win, you know, lose the battle, but he's going to win the war, and he'll be an excellent spokesperson for freedom and fighting back against the tyranny if he continues to survive this and if he fights back.
Not only did he save his life potentially, but how many millions of others that looked at this and then had the courage because they are tennis fans. And for me, it's like, I'm not a tennis fan. To me, this is not about tennis. And really, I don't care about Novak Djokovic prior to any of this going on, because I don't watch tennis and I really could care less. I'm more of a hockey guy. And unless it's full contact, I don't really have any interest. That's why I like politics. But this guy here, I mean, he could have saved millions of lives just because of his platform. The same thing goes for Nicki Minaj and any of these other celebrities that are choosing not to take this. And they're standing up, not necessarily against the shot, okay? Because, sure, people are going to learn what's in it. And people are going to make choices on their own, whether or not this is something that they want to take, whether they believe that they're just so afraid of something that virtually 100 people survive that they just have to go out and get a weekly injection rather than going to church. Fine, that's on them. But, you know, now they're forcing our kids to this thing. And so more and more people need to be awake. And maybe Novak Djokovic awakened people that didn't previously have any idea what was really going on with these shots, because he said, no, I don't want to take that because they're dangerous and in many cases deadly, and I don't want to. The same thing goes for Aaron Rodgers, any of these people. And so I hope that more people with platforms like Djokovic come forward and speak out. Deanna Lorraine, congratulations on your new show. We can't wait for it. It's coming up at StuPeters.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
See you soon.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Well, one reason that a lot of people have felt safe avoiding these bioweapon shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines is that over the past year, a lot of other treatments have emerged for dealing with this COVID-19. There's ivermectin, for example, hydroxychloroquine. Plus, there's better protocols that you could take prophylactically or for taking care of people who are moderately ill. For example, Dr. Zev Zelenko's Z-Stack. But one of the biggest treatments to emerge in the last few months is giving patients infusions of monoclonal antibodies. That's the treatment, by the way, that officials in New York and in Utah and here in Minnesota are rationing on the basis of people's race, because they don't want any going to any white people if they can avoid that. But should you be getting this antibody treatment even if it's not being denied to you because of your race? Dr. Carrie Madej is arguing that maybe you should think twice. Carrie recently produced a video warning that these monoclonal antibodies include ingredients derived from HEK-293. What is that? Human embryonic kidney tissue. That tissue comes from aborted children back in the 70s whose cells have now been replicated over and over again for the past 50 years in order to be used in medical testing and research. After viewing that video, we just absolutely knew that we had to talk to her. Dr. Carrie Madej joins us now. So what exactly is it that we're looking at here?
Hi, Stu. My pleasure to be back on your show.
Yeah, thank you.
So they call this monoclonal antibodies. That's kind of a misnomer because mono usually means one. What we're dealing with is a cocktail of different kinds of antibodies. So when you get sick, your body forms antibodies to the organism so that you can fight it. And so the idea these drug manufacturers had is, what if we just give people more antibodies? So that should make their immune system better. I mean, this isn't a well-researched thought process. Let's just say that. So this is experimental. Everybody needs to know, very experimental drug. Don't think that it's been around for a long time. So what they're doing is taking antibodies. Well, where do they get them from? Well, there's three sources. So the number one source is going to be just human antibodies. They just say that as a category. We don't know where they come from. They come from donors, but are they alive? Are they dead? Was it somebody on drugs? Somebody of HIV?
Right.
We don't know. They're just donors. Okay. Number two, they also are using, like you said, the HEK-293 line, which is human embryonic kidney cells. And when they put the number 293, that literally means how many living abortions it took to get that cell line. There's 293 living fetuses that were aborted alive. They were taken from their mother alive. Whether or not the mom knew, I don't know. But then they take them to a lab, and that's where they're killed. I mean, you have to understand, to me, there's no good reason. They say they need the tissue that way, so they have to kill them in the lab with a needle, or they cut through the baby's chest. It's horrifying. But it took that many to get that cell line. Now, when they get that cell line, like you said, it was from the 1970s. And so then they clone them, or they make them immortalized, which is a fancy, nice way of saying cancerous. They turn the cells cancerous. So now you're getting aborted fetal cells that are cancerous injected inside of you. I mean, that's not good.
Well, I don't think that it's been widely broadcast that these monoclonal antibodies contain this fetal tissue from live aborted babies. I had no idea about that. So I would imagine that the general public is probably not being told this. When they're going for these things, should there be some sort of informed consent on these as well that we're not getting, for example, on these toxic jabs?
Well, that's what should happen. You are correct. But as we've seen, even with this pandemic, we aren't getting proper informed consent on anything. And just so you know, when the manufacturers are directly questioned, do you have aborted fetal cells? They say no. They say no, but they're lying because they say, well, these were just aborted a long time ago, not recently. That doesn't count. These are just cloned cell lines, but they do count. They are coming from those living aborted fetuses, those babies that were aborted in the 70s. And you should know what you're putting in your body. You should also know that they're cancerous, right?
Yeah.
Because absolutely. We have the ability to pick up genetic material that's either injected, we breathe it in, or we eat it. We can actually take up genetic material. Body can do that. So could you take up that kind of genetic material? They're also genetically modified. They're not healthy cell lines. But the third, and to me, it's very important to people know, the third antibody line that comes from these monoclonals is something called a chimeric mouse-human antibody. So what does that mean? They're taking a human genome and a mouse genome, and they push them together. They make them one. That's literally called a chimera. So it's two creatures pushed into one. And then they make that mouse with the human genome push out all these antibodies. Well, they've also, not only they pushed them together, they're still genetically modifying them. So they were able to now see anything genetically modified can be patented and owned. So there's a patented trade name on these cell lines called VelocImmune. So people are making a lot of money on this. And this trade name, when I saw it, I knew it immediately from years ago when I had my big practice in Georgia. I took complicated cases. And of course, some of them were breast cancer patients. They were given a new chemotherapy called immunotherapy that included this mouse cell line, human cell line. And at first, the people who took this looked great. They had their tumors shrinking. They actually felt good. They thought this was a success. And so many times, more times than not, I would see the same patients come in 1 to 3 years later, sometimes five, usually 1 to 3. And they were just an explosion of cancer in their body. They had so much cancer. It was so deforming to their organs. Sometimes I and the radiologist could not tell the liver from the intestines. It was that bad. And they would die usually within a month of seeing that. And they called that an allergy to this immunotherapy with this VelocImmune cell line. So when you're getting chemotherapy, you get many doses, and people getting these monoclonals are only getting one or two, but we don't know what can happen to you. Again, people, please understand, these aren't great experiments they did in the past. These have been failed, and they're using them now, and they're still not getting any good data. We don't know what could be the future implications. It's a warning to people.
Right.
So don't just go out and rush and get them just because. I've seen people get them preemptively. They're not even sick. They just think they should get them. This is a big mistake.
So I want to go back just a little bit. You said that if you go to the manufacturer directly, they're going to say, no, that's not true. So obviously the globalist media is going to fact check this, and the big headline at Snopes and Reuters will be Stu Peter's show. No, aborted babies are not in the monoclonal antibodies. They're totally safe. So to mm-hmm. those people, you say what?
I say, please stop looking at Snopes. That is not an accurate.
Well, no. I mean, to the people that are going to publish this, you know, to these media types that are going to say this is just not true, how can you prove that this is true?
Yeah. So look at the words they use. They're going to say cloned line. They're going to say immortalized. Those are fancy ways of saying they took another cell line. So look at the original cell line. When you look at the original cell line, they have to admit to you they took the HEK293. That is in the literature. You should be able to find that. That is the original cell line. And when they say the word cloned, when they say the word immortalized, that means cancerous. So you have to know they're really creative when they use a word to get you to not understand really what they're using. So, and there's definitely references I have to give you to show that that is their original cell line where they got these cells from.
And then as far as like fallout from these monoclonal antibodies, have we seen anybody experiencing injury or adverse events or reactions to this? Because I haven't been all over this. I'm assuming that you've been paying some attention to this.
Well, there's no official reporting database for that, is there? That's a problem. Isn't that kind of tricky? So here we give people these things and there's no database to really say something happened to them. Not an official one, let's say. I can tell you, I know people that have gotten them and they've had strange symptoms. You know, more autoimmune symptoms. And this is just early now. Some people that I've seen here, it appears their blood is not quite the same. This is something that is brand new. It needs to be investigated. So we don't have knowledge on this yet. It's purely experimental.
Mm. So what we don't have as well is accurate reporting on these bioweapon jabs that are being falsely pushed to the public by the media, by everybody, as safe and effective vaccines. And we learned from Thomas Renz and the CMS database that some people die, you know, within hours of getting these shots, some within 24, 48 hours, and then some obviously is going to be more long term. Do you anticipate that we're going to see throughout the winters this antibody dependent enhancement and other things that are going to be years down the line where the death toll is going to dramatically increase from these shots that people are getting and then now these boosters? And pretty soon it'll be, instead of going to church, you just every Sunday you go get your injection and pray to the Fauci lords. Are these people going to, do you think, start experiencing more adverse events as the more injections that they get?
Absolutely, 100%. Seeing that with the patients that are saying that they're getting these injections. And also, we know that a lot of the oncologists are saying they're seeing an explosion of cancers happening right now. And the only correlation they have are the people that are getting these injections. There has been a genetic engineer, nanotech engineer, that took some samples of some of these vials, falsely called vaccines, and they put them in with some human cells, and they said that the rate of growth was unbelievable. They've never seen this before, which means they can expect them to induce more cancers that are aggressive in the future. This is the hypothesis you can make when you see that. So there's many inferences that, yes, we will see a lot of cancers happening.
So you recently got together with some documentary people that were shooting on these jabs, and we got an email from you that you have images here and that you have examined the kid vax, the child jab, and I believe that you said that this was Pfizer, right? What can you tell us about this?
Well, this particular Pfizer vial came from the region of Florida, and I'm saying those things because I myself, as I examine vials, I see differences between them, between what state they come from, what batch they come from. They're not uniform. That should really make everybody very worried, because this is not the same what each person is getting. And there's been reports of hot batches of people getting things that seem to hurt more people in one batch than another.
And just to be clear, that's because they are performing the lethal dose experiment on humans right now. That's what they're doing. They're giving this thing to millions of people and conducting their lethal dose experiment on humans and on children and on mothers and fathers and husbands and brothers and cousins, because they didn't do it on animals. That's why this is happening. And yeah, we've been tracking these lots. And you can go, by the way, to howbadisit.org, I believe it is, and see, or how bad is my batch? I don't know. I'll put it on the screen, but I don't know if you're familiar with what this is.
Yeah, it's horrifying to see this. And there are more people with some databases. I'll send you another database that anyone could go on to look at these batches to see what they're doing. Anyhow, this one came from Florida, and looking at it under the microscope, with The Greatest Reset, this is a documentary that will be out soon. The producers were there watching and documenting how this was performed. There was some silicon looking wafer substances that I observed. We observed, they're iridescent, kind of a rainbowish color. When you see those, they can actually be stacked upon one another, and they can actually form like a chip in the body. That's a possibility. I'm just saying this is what I'm seeing and what is in the ingredient list. It doesn't look like anything that should look like that. Graphene-like substances were inside of this vial. That was apparent through many images. Also, some of them looked like familiar to like water parasite, some structures from that as well, different life stages. So, and then also there was some ring-like structures, which everybody keeps saying they're air bubbles and they're not. These structures would actually enlarge over time and get some malformations in the outside of the bubble, and something would extrude out from them. So, there was a lot of different objects seen in there that should not be in there according to their ingredient list. And these are being put in our children. You know, it's one thing, Stu, that an adult makes their decision, what they do with their body. Fine.
That's right. Yeah.
But these are children. These are children. And all of these people that we're paying taxpayer money to that are supposed to be for our health and wellness and benefit are failing miserably their jobs. Why are we supporting this tragedy and this genocide any longer?
Whose parents are leading these kids out of a fear campaign perpetuated by the media and all of this advertising. These parents are leading their kids directly to this shot because they're fearing this virus that virtually affects no kids whatsoever. They do virtually nothing to spread it at all. These kids are in no danger. And now it's not enough that we're just muzzling them with these oxygen inhibiting bacteria growing masks all day long. I mean, didn't we learn from the Spanish flu? Wasn't there all kinds of bacteria? And we found out that what was making people sick was these stupid cloth masks. And now we're doing this to our kids. But now this injection, what is this? What are these things, these images? What are we looking at here? Do you have any idea what this is other than something that is not supposed to be in there, according to the manufacturers who are out and out just lying to everybody?
Well, if you're looking at these parts that are inside of there, these are parts that could potentially be used for, you know, superconducting materials to be, you can actually have inside the human body an artificial construct, an artificial intelligence construct, meaning, in other words, you wouldn't really need your cell phone so much anymore. You could actually eventually have something like that inside of your human body. That's called transhumanism, human 2.0. The World Economic Forum says all of us will do this in 8 years. They have 8 years time frame for all humans to have something inside of us, than artificial intelligence. So if that's their plan and all these world leaders are behind it, how do they get there? They have to do something to us, right? And this is the perfect mechanism, injecting some of these materials that over time that could form an artificial construct that could be a wireless modality that your body could be wirelessly connected to anything that's electronic around you, your phone, another person's phone, satellites, street lamps, your microwave, whatever. This is a plan, and people need to realize that perhaps we've been lied to, and perhaps there's another reason why people are getting shots, and perhaps it has to do with the 8-year plan that these world leaders have for everybody.
Okay. So talk about chain of custody on this vial, and whether or not what you did can be replicated and how it was documented and all these other things, what kind of a microscope you were looking under for all the detractors, you know, that are going to say that this was done inappropriately.
Yeah. This came from, verifiable source. I can't say the source to protect them, but it is from Florida, the southern region of Florida. And this was hand-delivered to me. It was always in my possession, and it was kept freezing temperatures the entire time. It was only thawed when I went to the location where The Greatest Reset was filming in Georgia, and they filmed the entire, opening the vial, cleaning the slides, you know, cleaning the microscope. This was a compound microscope also with, it went up to 600 times magnification and a video microscope. And there were three of us there the entire time, you know, examining it, watching how the cleanliness of the slides. Everybody says, oh, the slides weren't cleaned. But, you know, we did this over and over again. We checked even with blood samples with these vials to see the interaction. And I believe they'll have some of that information on their documentary, The Greatest Reset, watching what happens to human blood once a drop of this injection hits it. There are changes that happen within about 5 minutes to the blood.
Unbelievable.
So, of course that's a concentrated amount, but we still need to know this is not normal. This is not normal, and we're being lied to. So if this is not normal and we're being lied to, why are we going forward? Why are we going forward with this? And now we have the children involved. Enough is enough. To be human is to care for another human's life, is to protect the weaker and the more fragile, is to protect the sacredness of life. If we lose those morals, then humanity is over.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you for bringing these to us, and we hope that this will be shared all over the place. Don't lead your kids to this stuff. Dr. Carrie Madej, thank you so much. We appreciate your bravery and all of your research. You're saving a lot of lives.
Thank you, Stu. It's always my pleasure and my duty to be here.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
You will not fill ivermectin for COVID.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community, and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU. You couldn't get enough of her, and you asked for more. So we delivered the Dr. Jane Ruby Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, exclusively on redvoicemedia.com. Hard-hitting data analysis, groundbreaking interviews, and truth-packed commentary. Riveting, righteous, propaganda-busting, real science, and medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, coming to you, the viewer, Monday, January 17th on RedVoiceMedia.com.
Back in October, we had Teddy Daniels on this program as a guest, and at that time, Teddy told us about his 15 years as a police officer and his time with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, where he credits God with saving his life. At that time, Teddy was making a run for Pennsylvania's 8th House District. But now Teddy has decided to run for a different office, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, and the state could certainly use his help. Thanks to pro-crime Soros DA Larry Krasner, crime has exploded in Philadelphia and it's spilling over into the entire state. Governor Tom Wolf strangled a lot of the state's businesses with COVID lockdowns and capacity restrictions in the name of battling the never-ending pandemic. But no matter how bad things get in Pennsylvania, winning a statewide election will be tough because Pennsylvania may have the shadiest elections of any swing state in the entire country. Thanks to the shenanigans of Governor Wolf and his underlings last year in Pennsylvania, you can send in an absentee ballot with no postmark after the date of the election without any signature and still have it counted. Last year, Mark Zuckerberg paid to have ballot deposit boxes put up all over that state, allowing ballot harvesters to just simply dump ballots en masse with no oversight. I wonder why that might be. But still, as much as Democrats try to rig things, sometimes their own sheer incompetence catches up to them. A new poll says that President Biden has an approval rating of just 33%. Among Hispanic Americans, it's just 28%. And if that approval rating holds, then almost every Democrat in the country is going to get wiped out next November. Of course, that will only be a good thing if quality America First Republicans take their place instead of phonies and grifters and frauds and opportunists that treat politics like pro wrestling. It's our hope that Teddy Daniels will be one of those winning America First Republicans, and he joins us now. So why did you switch from the congressional race to the statewide race?
Stu, the reason I switched, and again, thanks for having me on, brother.
Of course,
it's always an honor to be on here. The reason I switched is because many of the issues that people were bringing to me that needed to be addressed and needed to be fixed are issues that can be fixed on the state level. They weren't necessarily federal issues. They were state issues. You know, the masks in the schools, the business lockdowns, the governor calling people essential and non-essential. The way that bureaucracies in Pennsylvania are hamstringing business owners, and it's got to be fixed. And, you know, quite honestly, Stu, the party hasn't done enough to do it. There's been no fight whatsoever in the party.
So I mentioned Democrat incompetence. That's abundantly present. I mean, it's all over the place. There's not a Democrat really in America right now that has a positive approval rating. They're blundering. They're suffering. They're the party of racism. They're the party of violence. They're the party of burning down cities. They're the party of death and killing and murder rates and destruction and lockdowns and masking and forced injections. I don't see how they win. unless they rig the election. We still don't really have a clear path to fix 2020. We still don't really have a clear path moving forward. Everybody talks about, quote, hashtag fix 2020 and election integrity. But what does it mean? Like, how can you actually win in a state like Pennsylvania, where they have set it up with all of these fail safes that I just previously mentioned?
Yep. Stu, you know, we have the America First agenda on our side. And I think because so many Democrats are actually switching their registration to Republican, okay? If we are going to get conservatives into office, this is the year to do it. And I can promise the people in Pennsylvania this. When we get in 22, we are going to revamp the entire system for when Trump runs in 24. That's what needs to happen. That gives us 2 years to fix the sham election system that they have set in place in Pennsylvania.
It does. But again, how do you get in? How do you win as lieutenant governor to make that happen if they're just going to cheat you out of a victory?
Brother, our ground team is something like you have never seen before. We have the poll watchers. We have the people that are going to be there when they're counting the mail-in ballots. And we are fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And quite honestly, I think it's just going to be through overwhelming force that this happens.
So when you have people putting up, you know, plywood over the windows and cardboard so that your poll watchers can't see in, and you have people being physically removed by police from these polling stations, only the conservatives, only the Republicans, only the Trump voters, only your voters, your supporters, they'll be removed. How do you combat that? Like on the ground, how does your team actually look at the situation and say, well, we're going to fix this by doing what?
Stu, we've got attorneys on standby. Okay, we have attorneys ready to go on standby for when this happens. And again, the way that our team is set up, it's not going to happen. And I honestly think in 2020, they pulled a fast one. Okay, now the curtain has been pulled back. There are going to be eyes on everything.
And I think that's it right there. I think that's the answer, because attorneys are essentially have been proven themselves completely worthless in the 2020 election. The courts, same thing. They don't want to hear it. I cannot believe the Supreme Court hasn't taken a serious look at this. Yep. But these are the times that we're in. And it's because of Soros DAs like Krasner and attorneys and federal judges that have been corrupted by the money from the likes of Soros and these, you know, these Democrat communists is what they are, this communist infiltration. The real coup happened on November 3rd, January 6th is a huge cover-up for that, which is why the media, including the Fox News channel and everybody who grifts over there, wants to keep shoving that narrative about January 6th in your face because they want to forget about the real coup that took place on November 3rd. The same thing can happen in these midterms. The same thing can happen in your race and then again in 24. So I think that the answer here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the answer here is the hundreds of millions of Americans, whether they're Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter how they register, doesn't matter what their party affiliation is. These people are disenfranchised because they want their votes to count. Chances are they've got somebody who, like you, bravely put their hand on a Bible and swore an oath to defend and protect this Constitution and the people of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have a lot of domestic enemies right now. Nobody's noticed. And so I think it's going to be those people who are going to be present and they're going to say, no. No. And so we need the masses of people, not just appointed poll watchers, because you don't have to hold any sort of special elected position or volunteer, you know, form has to be filled out to go and watch and to go and videotape. We have shown through a recent turn of events here with medical tyranny here in Minneapolis, where we had a murder patient transferred out of a hospital and down to Texas where he's getting care. And that was done because of public pressure. The same thing needs to happen with these midterm elections at these polling places. Do you agree? People need to be out in mass with their smartphones and recording everything that's transpiring and in live time streaming it.
Stu, I agree with you 100%. And part of the issue that happened in 2020 is the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, they were warned. They were warned that this was going to happen. And they sat back and did nothing. They were reactive instead of proactive. We are being proactive and putting the systems in place to make sure that does not happen.
So we've got forced injections on the entire populace. That's what the goal is here. It's coming out. I mean, it's been out. We've been broadcasting this thing since the very beginning, and now it's becoming mainstream thanks to this platform that these shots are actually poisonous, that the overwhelming majority of geriatrics that are hospitalized from COVID-19 are fully vaccinated and boosted, 70% of those over the age of 65. They now want to push this crap on our kids. Dr. Carrie Madej was just here. She showed us horrific images, a very first look breaking here on this show of what's contained in the child vax. It's awful. This is what they're trying to push on our kids. Plus, then we have, of course, election integrity. We have cities burning down in the name of career home-invading thugs like George Floyd. They're doing it with impunity. They have bail funds to get them right back out. There's gun crimes. The only people that are not allowed to have guns, it seems, are those that are law-abiding and have permits to carry them. So what is, like, agenda item number one when you're elected lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania? What's most important?
Tough on crime. We're going to be tough on crime. Well, number one, obviously, is the election integrity. That is number one, okay? And paralleling that is the tough on crime. You know, I have a buddy of mine who's a Philadelphia police officer, was just shot twice a couple days before Christmas. Contacted me the other day. He goes, hey, can you help me find an attorney? I want to sue Krasner, the DA, because this man should have never been on the street with a gun in the first place. That's how bad it's gotten, where you have police officers now looking to sue liberal DAs.
The story didn't make it into the mainstream news. Remember the days? I'm old enough to remember when a police officer being shot in America was like actually newsworthy.
Yes.
I hope that and pray that you are elected. I mean, you're a believer. Number one, everybody needs to know that. Teddy Daniels is a Christian, believing, Jesus-fearing, God-fearing individual. Who credits still being upright, vertical, and breathing 100% to God. He served this country in so many different ways, and he wants to continue doing that. So TeddyDanielsPA.com. It's going to take funds, and I'm not afraid to put that out there. Give this guy money. It's going to take funds to beat this system. And yes, then get out there en masse and videotape and watch these polls. Make sure that these boxes of ballot harvesting, that people putting these things in these boxes, that they're on time, that they're signature verified. We got to do it ourselves. And Teddy Daniels is going to help us out. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Stu, God bless. Thank you, sir.
All right, Teddy Daniels. And I mean that. We're the ones that have to monitor this situation. We're the ones that have to illuminate, shine a big bright light into the darkness where these people have been doing these dirty deeds and this nefarious, sneaky crap to steal elections. We're the ones that have to go there and watch. We have to document this stuff in real time. We are all that we have is each other and our guns. Don't ever give up your guns. Do not ever give them an inch on any kind of gun reform that would restrict gun rights. Every single American should be carrying a gun night and day, everywhere they go, all the time, period. Be armed with a gun. It's your right. The Second Amendment shall not be infringed to protect us against a tyrannical government. Look around. Hello? Look at Australia. No guns. What happened? You need a gun. If you have a handgun, get a rifle. If you have a rifle, get a shotgun. If you have two of three, get the third. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. If you have guns, get more guns and more ammo. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Newest sponsor here, by the way, on the Stu Peters Show. We could not be happier than to have GunsAmerica.com. Hunt 365. If you're a hunting enthusiast, 365 days a year, there's a place to hunt. Although, be it, that's not why the Second Amendment was here. It's here to protect us against the tyrannical government that was aforementioned. I don't know what else to do. If I could draw you a picture. Look at what we have going on here, folks. Get guns. GunsAmerica.com. Get ammo. GunsAmerica.com. 25 years in business. The most trusted online platform. All the transactions, by the way, within 50 miles of you are absolutely free. And you know what? Go to GunsAmerica.com right now. You will not believe all of the people selling the perfect gun for you within 50 miles. Free transactions, whether you're a private party or a dealer. Make GunsAmerica.com your platform for buying and selling guns. 25 years in business, 1.5 million subscribers and growing rapidly. Mention Stu Peters when you go to GunsAmerica.com. Again, get a gun. GunsAmerica.com. Robert Beatles has spent years building tech platforms for America First Patriots. He's part owner at Gab. He's built electronic canvassing systems. And on the website pilled.net, he built a platform for executing the precinct strategy. That's the plan to slowly take over the Republican Party at the grassroots level in order to fight election fraud and promote America First principles. And Robert isn't just helping others act. He got himself elected to the GOP Central Committee of Washoe County. That's where Reno is. His efforts there have attracted the attention of the local Antifa gang, which then published a Twitter thread targeting him a few months ago. For the past year, Robert has been working to uncover voter fraud and come up with a 50-state strategy to stop all fraud and restore confidence in our elections. Seems like a tall task, but for his work, Robert has been banned and censored by Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Wikipedia, and maybe a few other places that you've never even heard of. But Robert says that he has a cookie-cutter, copy-and-paste system for restoring election integrity that lawmakers and activists can follow in all 50 states. And he wanted to come on the program to break that all down and explain it to us. He says the only way that we'll have any chance of overcoming fraud to win this fall in the midterms is this system. And he joins us now. So that sounds really exciting. What do you have?
Well, thank you, Stu. Appreciate you, buddy. And, you know, I know how demanding and draining all this can be. So I hope that the audience out there sends you like a thank you card for all that you do, man, or at least a shout out on socials, because you know, we truly appreciate everything you bring to the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know we're pressed for time, so I'll just dive right in. So, you know, we see that our elections simply don't count anymore. And if they don't, we see what happens, that nothing else will as well, right? So we remember that politics are local. Remember the precinct strategy from Dan Schultz and why it's so important to get involved. But a lot of people, they overlook like county commissioners, county supervisors, and how in one vote, all this madness could end. So I'll explain that, but first, a little bit of background. So my team and I, Bobby Payton, amazing guy, Edward Solomon, Roger Fuller, a team, like an army of people on the ground, have uncovered so many issues in Nevada. It's really ridiculous. And so, I mean, frankly, it's beyond ridiculous. Our elections are simply a joke. Imagine the most asinine thing that you could possibly imagine in voter rules or procedures that you can think of, and you've pretty much arrived at Nevada. If you look, our voting machines, they are actually certified by the Gaming Commission. That's right, the Gaming Commission. You know, the guys that, you know, that certify the voting, or sorry, the slot machines.
Yeah.
And the person that is in charge of that commission is the judge from the Route 91 massacre. All right. So the ex-judge from that Route 91 massacre that our good friend Mindy Robinson just put that documentary out that everybody should see. And if it's true, the governor, the sheriff, they should all be locked up for sure. So some fun facts that Bobby and all of us came up with that we looked through all the different voter rolls, the census, all this type of stuff. And this just kind of speaks to the asinine stuff that we were talking about. Now, you know that Nevada is ranked number 50 for the worst election integrity in the country by the Heritage Foundation. Now, if you look from 2010 to, I believe, around 2020, 2021, something like that, we had a 15% increase in population, but yet our voter registration went up by 166%. That's like 400 to 440,000 people. But get this, of those supposed new 400 to 440,000 people, they were made up of the most common last names from only 40 to 44 people. So imagine you have 44 different last names, and then you times that by 10,000. That was what Bobby uncovered in our 15% increase over that 10-year span. And then I paid for audits and canvases so we could actually go knock on doors. We dug through all the different voter rolls. We identified all these areas of like serious issues. And then we went and knocked doors. We made phone calls. We did all kinds of different things. And we saw that we had about 38 to 42% issues in our voter rolls, which is a big deal. And then they came out with new voter rolls, I believe like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And now we're up over to 50%. Like inaccuracies in these voter rolls, which is a huge deal, because imagine if you got half your voters are fake or something like that, they can literally just push the election any way that they want, right? And then over the past 2 years, we have 170,000 new registered voters. I don't know where they came from, but we went from 150,000 voters to about 320,000 voters, all right? And so then we have a ton of under 18 voters, right? So they're registered to vote, which doesn't make any sense. Our elections were conducted by people from like the ACLU, all these different Soros types. They would come from San Francisco. They'd be wearing their purple hair and their dresses and their BLM crap. And they would be the ones working our poll, counting our ballots and stuff like that. Then our good buddy, Edward Solomon.
By the way, I just find that really funny too, is that these Antifa people are the ones that are protesting somebody trying to get elections straight, because they're supposed to be, by the way, Antifa, I believe, anti-fascist, right?
Yeah.
So these are the people who don't want fair elections. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead. Sure. I laugh at the irony. I just think it's hilarious. We're going to burn cities down if you want fair elections. You know why? Because we're anti-fascist.
Yeah, it makes sense in an upside down clown world, doesn't it? But you know what's really crazy though is Edward Solomon, brilliant guy, digs through all the data from the Secretary of State, mind you. All this stuff came from the Secretary of State and the county clerks. He digs through all of it. He uncovers the algorithm that's being used by these voting machines to cut our votes down to 0.63%, in some cases 0.66%, 2/3 of a vote. So when you use these voting machines, we're literally only getting 2/3 of a vote max. And that was from Edward Solomon. We have all the, you know, all the documentation, everything that proves that. And then we have essentially 100% now registered voter turnout. Right. But 23 to 24% of our population are under 18. So everybody knows that it's rigged. Right. And now we have the Secretary of State starting tomorrow is going for all the marbles. For over the next 2 weeks, they're trying to redefine and take what's left of our voting system, our election system, and basically make it so Nevada no longer has a voice anymore. Our elections are freaking done. So we have to get involved with these hearings. And I'll post it on my Gab. So anybody that's in Nevada, you can show up to the Zoom link, because of course it's not in person. So that way they can hit mute or just censor us. But they're going for all the marbles. They're going to take what's left of our election system starting tomorrow, and it finishes February 3rd, I believe. And that's the Secretary of State. And then, of course, where the hell is the RNC? Where the hell is the GOP? You know, they got these big fat donate buttons everywhere, and every year they promise us that they're going to do all this stuff for us. And every year they fall flat on their face and they say, oh, just give us more money and we'll get them next time. But anyways, we know that there's election issues like this in all 50 states. But here's what a lot of people don't understand is they don't understand that the county, all right, the county for the most part can decide how these elections are run. Okay, a lot of people don't know that. They think, oh, it's the Secretary of State. No, for instance, in Nevada, and a lot of states are like this, there's 17 counties. And each county can hold the elections as they see fit. They've got like these confines that they have to stay within, but it gives them a ton of room to where they could literally end the election madness, you know, fraud, the mask mandates in one vote. One vote, they could end it all if they wanted to. And so a lot of these states have what's called county commissioners, county supervisors, all right? And so these guys in one vote can end all that stuff. And this is why it's so important, like Plato said, you know, if we don't get involved in politics, we're doomed to be ruled by evil men.
That's right.
And they had no idea, a lot of these people in these different states, they have no idea that there is so much power in these board of commissioners or board of supervisors. They wield so much power that in one vote they could literally end all this madness. So what did we do? So we created a petition. And I know people think, oh, a petition, that's nothing. No, but it's much different than that. So we created a county and state petition that breaks down exactly how to rebuild our election system at a fraction of the price. We're talking a fraction of the price. And if you look at like New Hampshire, they've got a population of like 850,000 people. And according to their Secretary of State, it'd be about $150,000 to essentially, you know, go to paper ballots and to hand count. Georgia spent like $60 to $80 million just on machines. That is big money. Where is all that money going to, right? So anyways, this petition breaks it down, explains to them how to do it. Common sense things like, you know, in-person vote only, exception for military and indefinitely confined, election day, not election month. The election day is a holiday, voter ID, all workers that work the polls have to live in the county, all parties present to ensure that the actual person is a legal voter and there's proper ballot, chain of custody, paper ballots with carbon copies, one for the voter, one for the vote worker, National Guard on site to ensure that there's no foul play. Each precinct has a poll place for all its registered voters in that precinct. All ballots placed in a ballot box in plain view. At the end, when the polls close, the poll workers, they're basically going to get there and they're going to count it in front of everybody. But there's a whole bunch of stuff there. It's right there on OperationSunlight.com. If you go to the election integrity tab right there for the petition, grab that petition, change the state, change the county. You guys can use it as your own. Start there. And if the county commissioners and the county supervisors don't want to implement these changes, then you know straight up that they are involved in the corruption. They want to keep the fraud and it's time to get them out. A lot of these people, they're sexual predators. They have, you know, just crazy ties to contracts to the county. And these commissioners need to be called out. And so if they don't do this petition, if they don't do it, then we simply sue. And I will give people the copy of that to do as well. So you can do the petition, then you can sue. OperationSunlight.com and Gab, right over there, Robert Beatles on Gab. And Bobby Payton tells us, you know, if 1 in 10 of us stand up, if one in 10 of us stand up, we're going to outnumber them 60,000 to one. So if we simply stop complying and we get involved, we can end this stuff right now. And your county commissioner, or county
OperationSunlight.com, OperationSunlight.com, or else find Robert Beatles on Gab. And yeah, Bobby and you and this team that has been, I mean, these numbers are absolutely astonishing. So many people want to know, what can we do? And then, you know, you put together a petition and people are like, oh, that's it? Just a petition? Well, what do you suggest? It takes you 5 minutes to go, if that, go to Operation Sunlight, click on the tab, download the petition, and do it. I mean, it really is that easy to affect change diplomatically.
Yes, and they can do this legally in each of their counties as well, because their counties, again, like in Nevada, we got 17 counties. You could have this 17 petitions, you have 17 different elections.
Yeah.
All done.
I'm out of time. I got to get to break. Robert Beatles, thank you so much. Welcome back anytime. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
You couldn't get enough of her, and you asked for more. So we delivered the Dr. Jane Ruby Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, exclusively on RedVoiceMedia.com. Hard-hitting data analysis, groundbreaking interviews, and truth-packed commentary. Riveting, righteous, propaganda-busting, real science, and medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Coming to you, the viewer, Monday, January 17th on RedVoiceMedia.com.
Can't tell you how important it is. Get to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Carlos Cortez, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Free class, the never tax retirement strategy, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. We'll see you tomorrow.